Uranium is a big subject. If the mainstream media would cover the uranium scandal and that Russia has 20% of a uranium, for whatever reason, and a lot of people understand what those reasons may be, I think that's your Russia story. That's your real Russia story. Not a story where they talk about collusion, and there was none. It was a hoax.
All right, and here to talk to us about that real Russia story is Victoria Tensing. She's a former Reagan Justice Department official, former chief counsel of the Senate Intelligence Committee. Victoria, good morning, and welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Good morning, Mary. It's so nice to talk to you now that we've met.
Yes, it was very nice meeting you. You have a very interesting story here. You have a client who was an American businessman. He claims to have worked for years as an undercover FBI confidential witness regarding this entire Russia uranium scandal, really, where Russians were, where there was money laundering involved and kickbacks and all sorts of things. He was prevented by the Obama administration, he alleges, from telling his story. Forced to sign a non-disclosure agreement.
Mary, when he started working for the FBI, working undercover in 2009, they had him sign a non-disclosure agreement, or NDA, as we call it. He went into the FBI to talk to them about being asked to give out bribes and work with kickbacks in the Russian nuclear energy factor. He was working for them. He was under contract.
So what brought him to the FBI? Just a crisis of conscience? He was like, man, they're asking me for bribes. I better tell the FBI.
This isn't right. And he had a relationship with an FBI agent earlier on a matter. And so he contacted that agent, and then he began working undercover, because the FBI looks at this and says, my gosh, this is not only corruption with the bribery and kickbacks, but nuclear energy, Russia, we could learn a lot. You know, so it started out as really kind of a counterintelligence matter. But imagine my client's surprise when he's been working in this for well over a year. In October of 2010, when the U.S. government gives its blessing to the same corrupt Russian entities being able to buy an American uranium asset. It was a Canadian company. I don't want to get too far in the weeds, but it included 20% of America's uranium supply.
Directly connected to the company that this guy was working for?
Yeah, and he's saying, why? I mean, why are they being allowed to do this?
So tell me, I'm curious, Victoria, as this story's been developing, obviously a lot of attention is being paid to it. How does it work, just at the process of you, first of all, representing this client, and also, like, how do you establish, when somebody approaches you like this, this is a huge story, one that you're going to be representing in him public for, how do you establish his credibility and determine, yeah, this guy was genuinely an FBI informant, and he genuinely was forced to sign an NDA by the government?
It's called documents. Now, I looked at all the documents that he had, but the NDA, I don't have the NDA, and neither does he. In 2016, he brought a civil lawsuit because he had not been paid, was his understanding, with the FBI. And when he brought that suit, the Loretta Lynch Justice Department called his then lawyer and said he signed an NDA, and if he continues, if he doesn't voluntarily withdraw the suit, talking about all of this stuff, his reputation and liberty are being threatened. Liberty? I've never heard of a threat of prosecution for violating an NDA. So when Congress wanted to talk to him about this, he said, I can't, because I've been threatened by the Justice Department. So where we are now is we want to get this Justice Department to release him. And I find that clip from the president interesting, because all he has to do is pick up the phone and call Jeff Sessions and say, release him.
Yeah, are you under the impression that Jeff Sessions may consider himself recused from this matter because he had issued that blanket recusal in the 2016 election, and that apparently includes anything that involves Russia?
No. That's not an accurate description of Jeff's recusal. He had to recuse himself from the campaign, but that does not extend to all things Russian.
Right.
In fact, it was Rod Rosenstein who was in charge of this case when he was U.S. Attorney in Baltimore.
Wow, so this is really, really muddy. And we have Charles Grassley, the Senate Judiciary Chair, who asked you if you can get this guy to testify. But as you said, he's got an NDA. You've got to clear that up. So maybe the pressure coming from Chuck Grassley will help push this.
That's why I went to Chuck Grassley. I figured Chuck Grassley asking for this was better than my knocking on the doors at the FBI and asking them to release it. But here, it's a constitutional issue. The executive branch cannot prevent people from talking to the legislative branch. That's separation of power. So what Chuck Grassley has done is really set at issue the separation of powers issue. I don't see how Sessions can turn it down.
Yeah, one would think, although Congress has had a hard time getting even the Trump dossier information out of the FBI as they have been seeking answers from them.
Yes, as my husband Joe says every Monday, the Republicans are lousy at oversight. But look, Grassley's been really good on this one.
I wonder, obviously the FBI has changed hands, the Justice Department has changed hands, but now we know details of your client's work, thanks in part to you getting them out there, and then some of this reporting from The Hill and Circa this week. Is there any concern now? Have you heard at all from the Justice Department or the FBI about the status of that NDA in light of the fact that some of your client's details are now out in public?
Well, I'm not giving any details about the investigation at all because I can't violate the NDA either. All I'm talking about is process. I'm talking about, you know, things that occurred in a procedural way, but not the substance of his investigation.
But revealing the fact that he was an FBI informant and that there was an FBI informant in this type of investigation, that does not violate the NDA?
No, that doesn't.
Okay.
That won't. But, you know, isn't it kind of strange that the person in charge of that investigation when my client was working is Bob Mueller? Bob Mueller is the one who is now in charge of looking for Russian collusion among the Trump people.
So given all of this, it's like a bowl of spaghetti with all these intertwined pieces, right? Most scandal stories are like that. Given all of that, what do you think the odds are of your client being able to get out and truly tell publicly what he knows?
Well, Mary, as I said, I think they're very good. By the way, as I also said, all the president has to do is call the Justice Department and say, please release him from his NDA. He's the chief law enforcement officer of the United States. But I don't see how this situation can hold up. Jeff Sessions is going to have to make a decision, and it's going to have to be that my client can give information to the Senate.
And when your client gets to sit in front of Chuck Grassley and the rest of the committees, do you believe that this is going to go somewhere, given the involvement of Rosenstein and alleged involvement of Rosenstein and Mueller and a whole bunch of other people who are currently involved in the Russia investigation?
It won't work quite that way. What will happen is that there will be staff interviews. That would be the first step.
Okay.
And then they'll develop a story and get the information, and only then would my client go public.
Victoria, I've got 5 seconds here, but is there any reason, based on the documents you've seen, to think that Bob Mueller should recuse himself from this investigation that involves Russia?
In 1 second, yes.
Wow. Okay. Thank you, Victoria Tunsing. Nice to talk to you
this
morning.
Thank you so much. 7:50.